Mono means one. Wales means Wales. This concludes your extensive 3-week training. I just wanted to say that because it sounded stupid. Hey guys, welcome everyone to the show. This is New Ones at Noon, aka the New Music Mondays podcast. I'm your host, Ben in Toronto. This is Dropout Radio, and we've got a great show lined up for you today. I'm all psyched about it. We've got new music from Mono Wales. We've got new music from Mother Mother, two awesome independent Canadian bands, both with awesome new tracks. And we've got an interview and new music from Toronto hip-hop artist Ethan Torrance coming up too, which is pretty sick. That track is called 21. I want to take a minute to tell you guys about something new and sort of fun we're doing on Dropout Radio. Every day, yes, every day, between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m., we're turning over the programming of Dropout Radio to you. Visit dropoutentertainment.ca/fantakeover and vote on the songs you want to hear every day. Each day, the songs with the most votes gets played. Every day, the counter resets just to keep it interesting. We're going to keep an eye on what songs get requested the most. I'm just saying. Back to those Mono Wales. Mono Wales is an indie alt-rock band from Toronto, Canada. The band made a pretty big splash. No whale pun intended. The band made a pretty big splash on the scene in 2018 with their breakout hit, Take It Back. The band has played with the likes of Sloan and Marianas Trench, so yeah, they're kind of a big deal, guys. The band also made history in 2019 when their single, Really Wanna Let You Down, reached number 2 on the Canadian alternative rock charts. That is the first time an independent, self-managed band has ever managed to hit a spot that high on that chart. This by itself is a testament to the power of independent media and artists. You really can reach the world in more ways than ever before, in more ways than you realize. The band has just dropped their new album, Daytona Bleach. Really Wanna Let You Down was the first single from that album. That was all the way back in 2019, so this album is a long time coming, and it has been much anticipated by fans. The second single from the album, All or Nothing, was released last year. It's just a great rock song. End of story, period. I was actually really tempted to play that one because I just dig it so much. Instead though, I am going to stick with new stuff and play their new single, out now, from the band's new album, Daytona Bleach. It's called Out With The Old. The song is sexy, it's energetic, and it's getting me inspired to keep pushing for positive change in the world as much as I can. This is just some good rock music. This is Mono Wales, Out With The Old.
Young and adulterated, life is R-rated, love equals sex, sex makes you famous, parents can't blame us, oh what a mess.
remember being 21? I, for the most part, am pretty sure I do. If I recall, I was either an intern designer at a magazine downtown for like a week or something, or I was an advertising manager at one of Toronto's, you know, big real estate companies. And I'm not going to name names, but I was insanely unqualified for that job. My boss's solution was just to yell at people or tell me to yell at people. Or I was a bartender. And I think the bartender was the most fun. I do remember, well, I remember some of my 21st birthday. It was an absolute disaster in the best kind of way. I won't go into any details because what I would be relating to you would either be some sort of semblance of a hazy night, or it might just be the dream I had while I was passed out on the couch at a nightclub. Being 21 should be fun. I mean, it's always frustrating. The growing up is frustrating in and of itself. You always feel like you're going nowhere fast, even though you've got your whole life ahead of you. And trust me on that, guys. This past year has probably made a lot of 21st birthdays seem less fun, less inspiring, and just more frustrating. I caught up with Toronto hip-hop artist Ethan Torrence to talk about just that and his new single, 21. Here is that interview. Hey, everybody. I'm here with Ethan Torrence. Ethan, how's it going, man?
It's going pretty good. It's a nice day. It's kind of warm, but we got that nice snow, which always looks nice when it's snowing, not like yucky.
Right on. You're dialing in from Toronto, right?
I am. I'm from Toronto. Yeah. Where are you at right now?
Also in Toronto, very much. How did you grow up? Did you grow up in Toronto?
I actually grew up right by Toronto. I grew up in Thornhill. And then me and my girlfriend moved. She's from Toronto, so we moved into a place in Toronto. And, you know, I've always spent time in Toronto. I like, you know, I'm from Toronto, but I love it here and I love being in the city. And I definitely love living here.
So I wanted to ask you, how did you get started in music and what drew you to hip hop?
So ever since I was a kid, I've always loved to entertain and I've loved to act and sing as a kid. As I started getting a little older, you know, my dad, he'd play, you know, his rap CDs when I was old enough to know what bad words are in the car, you know, and he started by playing Eminem and Jay-Z and Biggie. And just through that, I kind of just developed my own taste for hip hop and I really liked it. And rapping was something I did for fun, but it wasn't really until high school when I realized that I feel like I could kind of do this professionally and take it seriously, and I've been loving it so far.
I'm not gonna lie, that story gave me a mild like midlife crisis a little bit. That's awesome though that your dad is into Biggie and stuff. That's
yeah, you know, just driving, he just play his songs and I like this guy. I like all these people, and through them just my love grew.
That probably goes a little bit to answer my next question, but I wanted to talk, you've got a pretty solid emphasis, I guess, on lyrics and the power of lyrics, lyrical rap. Can you tell me a little bit about why that's important to you, and I guess a bit of the influences?
Yeah, so other than the acting and the singing and rapping as a kid, I love to write, and creative writing was my favorite subject in school. I'd always be writing these crazy stories and movies, and I'd spend my time just writing in journals, movie ideas and song ideas, and I just love lyrics. A lot of rap nowadays, you know, it doesn't really have an emphasis on lyrics. That's what I want to do. I want to kind of blend the styles, bring that, you know, I always say, I want to bring that old school lyricism to kind of new school beats and get people excited about lyrics again. And that's what I'm hoping to do and hoping to inspire.
Nice. Yeah, I wanted to ask you a little bit about, so it's one of your lyrics actually in your song. And so I wanted to ask you how you really feel about mumble rap.
Okay. So mumble rap, look, I like to listen to all rap. You know, as a rapper, I should always be listening to what's hot, what's popping, what's coming up. But personally for me, I'm not about that mumble rap. You know, I'm wearing a Travis Scott shirt. And he's kind of right in the middle because he has songs where he's great and there's lots of good lyrics and stories he tells. And then, you know, there's songs about like doing whatever. And I don't like mumble rap. And I want to be the person, you know, if a kid, because like, let's be honest, a lot of the hip hop right now, a lot of the new artists focus, you know, more on beats, more on auto tune and more on melodies than I personally would ever. And I thought, you know, if a kid listens to me and then listens to another song and then says, oh, I like his lyrics, I like the way he's speaking, and I like the stories that he's telling, then that will just make me happy. So I am all for actual lyrics in songs that make you think, make you laugh, and just make you vibe, and not just with the beat and the melody. You gotta know what they're saying.
Nice. You're a very true entertainer. Your latest video for Fucked Up was nominated for a CIMVA. The video is great, and I was wondering if you could just tell me a little bit about creating it and that whole process, and yeah.
Well, that was such a fun video shoot, because that was like the first, you know, actual major shoot I did. And that was directed by Aaron Alter. He's very, you know, he's doing lots of videos in the Toronto, and I think even like all of Canada sphere. He came up with the general, you know, he built off the lyrics I had, and he came up with the general proposal for the video. And one of my favorite shots is just having, like, you know, my family there as I'm right in the middle and just saying all this fucked up stuff that they don't want to hear, that they, but like, I'm like, come on guys, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun video. And I just had a great time doing that. It was so good to just kind of let loose. Like, he wrote that karate beat with all those nunchucks and swords, like in the heat, in the August heat, very hot that day, 25 degrees. We're out in the backyard. We got one bottle of water between us. And it's just me running around rapping in nunchucks. And that's just what I like to do. I like to have fun. That was awesome. So much fun.
I got to ask, is that actually your house?
That is his grandparents' house.
Oh, okay, cool.
I have gotten so many questions about that. It's a gorgeous house. Gorgeous.
No doubt.
I didn't go inside. Gorgeous backyard. Yeah.
Right on. Cool. Great. Yeah. How was your family? Were they like, are they telling people that's our house?
Oh my God. They've been telling people, and I don't think that it's their house, but they've been telling people that, oh, you know, he's had this big backyard mansion, and you know, you had the chess, you had everything. I just want a funny story about that. And I, you know, about this specific shoot and song with my parents being in the video, that when the video dropped, because my mom, you know, my parents are very, I'm lucky that they love what I do and they like to see me have fun. So they're always sharing my videos, always sharing everything I'm doing. My mom gets so many texts from people, her friends saying, oh, is this all true about Ethan? He doesn't have a family. He feels like he's fucked up. And like, she's right in the video next to me. Like, what are you talking about? It's all, oh man, people can be so strange. And when it's right in front of them.
That's amazing. So we're going to listen to 21. It's a great track. Are you 21 this year? Is that a recent thing?
I am 21 I'm 21 on February 19th, the day that I'm dropping the track.
Oh, excellent. Well, happy early birthday to
that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Can you tell me about the song 21?
A couple of weeks ago, I was like, why don't I, you know, 21's coming up. That's a nice year. It's a nice name, you know, 21. That's like a big year. Being in Canada, it's not as big as 19, but 21 just sounds better and it's more relatable. And I just wanted to make a fun song about how I'm feeling as 21, you know, especially now. I'm not going to a club. I'm not popping bottles. I'm not doing all these things, ordering 100 appetizers at my table because there's nothing to do. So I just wanted to kind of envelope that whole feeling of like, I'm 21. What the fuck I got to show for? This is my life. And what's happening? What's going on? I just want to have fun with that.
What do you hope people take away from the song?
I hope people take away from the song that just because, you know, I'm getting like a little deep, a little serious for a second, just because you feel like you're not doing anything, you know, if you're 21, if you're 31, if you're 8 years old, it doesn't matter how old you are. There's always stuff you can do and there's always stuff you can accomplish. You know, just because I'm saying I'm 21, I don't know what I'm doing, what's going on, like I'm just rapping, I'm having fun. And you know what? We're all going to get to that level where we want to get there as long as you're putting work in. You put work in anything you're doing and you will see results. And I just want people to take that away that, oh, you know what? It's okay if I feel like shit today, I can do something great tomorrow.
That's beautiful, man. What is next for Ethan Torrence?
Next for me, I've started work on, I'm not sure if it's gonna be my first album or a mixtape, but there's definitely, I've been writing a lot. I've been getting lots of beats from all my, you know, my team of friends and producers. I've been in the studio recently, and when I recorded 21, I recorded two other songs that I'm very excited to put out. It's just a lot more is coming. I'm working on more videos. I have another video that's gonna come out soon for Monsoon Season, my last EP, because there's just something that I really wanted to do that I couldn't do yet. And now it's getting closer to being able to do. But I'm just really excited to keep putting out more music and videos. You know, everyone, like I've been loving the love for my video. You know, I was astounded to be nominated by you guys, just to be nominated and have people see it. And just, it blows my mind. And I just want to keep putting stuff out there for people to enjoy. And that's all I'm going to continue to do.
Very awesome, man. Where can we keep up with Ethan Torrence?
You can definitely keep up with me. My main platform is on Instagram. You can follow me at ethan.torrence. And you can also go to my official Facebook page, Ethan Torrence. And that's where you'll find all my new news, all the music, and just what I'm doing, how I'm living life.
Beautiful, beautiful. Cool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is 21 by Ethan Torrence. Thank you so much, Ethan.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm 21, what the fuck, I got a show for it. It ain't fun, I don't got a show for a shit. It's me against the world, 1 year down like a hurl. I guess that's just being 21. Too big to blow out every single candle. Hate all the photos mom has of me on the mantle. Can't even go to Vegas, waste money and gamble. Feels like I'm getting stomped on like an anthill. Burn me alive, put me through a magnifying glass. This feels worse than the time I burned my ass on Jackie's toilet. I had the heat too high. Just gotta pull my khakis up and reach for the sky, is what they tell me. Fuck that, I ain't got no responsibilities. Do not try to sell me. I just wanna fuck my girlfriend and smoke weed. Waiter, can I get a damn martini, please? I'm 21, what the fuck, I got a show for it. It ain't fun, I don't got a show for a shit. It's me against the world, 1 year down like a hurl. I guess that's just being 21. Smash my fucking face in cake like a sex dom. Let me lay on the couch, please take off your thong. Yikes, I'm getting dirty, did I ruin the song? I guess that's 21, I'm just making mistakes. I don't think I should've ate that third piece of cake. If you think I'm a role model, you're fucking brain dead. Was the only one of my friends left out of special ed. Now I take the special meds as I get that special head. I guess my life could be worse. Didn't inherit any major demerits or witch's curse. Got a great chef, though I do the dishes first. Blessed with this vicious purse of cryptic thirst. I constantly spit this verse, antique the hurt. Refueling myself and going back on the perch. Don't need no nurse. I'm Ethan Torrence, I'm 21, fuck you nerds. Vintage horror core flow show, unleash the birds. As I shop the words and stop the hurts of these dumb mumble rapper turds to top this earth. I flex my nerves, wanted style, bullet curves, bitch. And then it's click, clack, disperse. I'm 21 and I got some stuff to show for it. Young and dumb, I don't need a chauffeur or shit. It's me against the world, 1 year down like a hurl. I guess that's just being 21.
I guess that's just being 21. I'm 21 and I got some stuff to show for it. Young and dumb, that's just being 21. Happy birthday to me and only me.
Thank you so, so much to Ethan Torrence for hanging out with me and the show. Dude, you're awesome. That was a lot of fun. I probably don't need to tell you who Mother Mother is. If you've been around the Canadian music scene for a while, or more recently on TikTok, but I will get to that in a moment. If you're not familiar with this band, they are Ryan Gouldmond, Molly Gouldmond, Jasmine Parkin, Ali Sidat, and Mike Young. The group has been producing music for as long as I can remember, so yeah, about as far back as 2007. The band has a number of hits, including It's Alright, Get Up, and The Drugs. There are more that are escaping me right now, and now back to TikTok. Back in November, the TikTok platform inexplicably produced, a meme or a trend, something featuring a 10-year-old and incredibly catchy track by the band called Hayloft. Mother Mother currently has 7.3 million monthly listeners on the Spotify platform alone. God, the future is weird and awesome. The band has just released a new single. This is the new one by Mother Mother. It is called I Got Love.
inside could burn in flames. Oh yeah, yeah. But I won't need my arms or legs or eyes to find my way. 'Cause I got love.
That was the new one from Mother Mother. That is the show this week, everybody. I am Ben in Toronto. You can still get tickets for the CIMBA's live stream the show event. That is on March 13th. That is this Saturday, I think. Featuring performances by Apricity, Mountainhead, Queens and Kings, Trick Casket, and Moscow Apartment. And I think I'm forgetting some. Visit independentmusicvideoawards.com to get your tickets now. I'm pumped for this one. I will be back with more awesome new music next week. Thank you for listening and hanging out. And don't forget to share the show if you dig it. Drop It is licensed to play through SoCan. Connect with Drop It on social media at Drop It Entertainment. And visit dropoutentertainment.ca for all the best in new Canadian independent music. Now back to more Canadian independent music. This is Dropout Radio.